Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, we go out and take it up another level. Come on. Let's worship him tonight. Let's act like we're thankful and we're grateful. Hallelujah. For everything that he's brought us through. Hallelujah. I know you're tired and all of that, but he is still worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, bless him. Open up your mouth and give him the fruit of your lips tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you tonight, Father. We adore you tonight. We honor you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. You brought us through the storm. You brought us through the flood. You brought us through the fires, God. You healed us of our sickness and our diseases, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. Oh, we don't take it lightly, Lord. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody that would have yet praise, give him a yet praise. Yet will I praise you. Hallelujah. I don't see the end, but I trust you. Yet will I praise you. Hallelujah. I might be pain in my body, but yet I'll praise you. Might be hurting. Hallelujah, but yet will I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We honor you, Father. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight. You thought enough to let us make it in to this new year. We honor you. And we say thank you for keeping us. For preserving us, for delivering us. Oh, glory to Shiata. Hallelujah. Things we knew, things we didn't know, you protected us from. We thank you, Lord God. When death came, you said not so. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I gotta get my notes so I can stay in some kind of order. It is an honor and a privilege to stand on this platform. And I said to the Lord, when Bishop asked me, I said, I know the greatness that stands there week after week. You know, like Bishop said, I've been knowing him. It's been over 20 years now, Bishop. So I know the caliber of the teaching and the word that comes from this house. I've seen others who walk in greatness speak in this house. So I'm like, what do I have to say in this house? Hallelujah. But the Lord said, you're right. Thank you, Father. I was right. You know, they have had great teaching. And they still have great teaching. Your assignment is to stir it up and activate what they already been taught. So I honor you, Bishop and Pastor Core. If many of you don't know, my husband came under attack Christmas Day. We were in the emergency. Had 104 fever, low on oxygen, attack with pneumonia. Came home the next day, thought I was gonna have to take him back again. The Lord told me what to do. And then the day after that, I came under attack. And I'm like, God. So we both were in the doctor Thursday. Thankfully, I don't have pneumonia. Neither of us have COVID or whatever, you know, out there. I just had a cold and it's, you know, ran its course. Amen. So if you hear me coughing or whatever, just know this is more bronchial now than anything else. I said to the Lord, because that was my out. I'm sick, he's sick, ain't no business going down there. But I remembered I had given God a yes this year. And I said, Lord, the only way I'm not going is if you tell me not to go, or a bishop call and say, don't come. But I'm going. Couldn't even breathe. Short of breath yesterday. But I'm coming anyway. I text Pastor Cora the other couple days back, and I said, we'll be here. We'll be there. Hey, honey, he's at home watching. He sends his love and his prayers. But I thank God, as I listen to the testimonies and I listen to all the words that were said and even one of the songs that the kids sang, and I said, okay, I'm in the right house. Well, AJ started out talking about now. How you get my word? You know? And I'm saying to myself, you know, okay, I'm in the right house. It's such a simple word. I didn't have to do a Greek or Hebrew study. You know, I just listened to what the Lord said. And it's not a long word. And I'm sitting over there and they said, well, we gonna do this. And I'm like, take your time, because I ain't going to be up there that long. Take your time. And I'm saying, I hope Bishop got somebody or something to say after I sit down, you know, to make up the time to 12 o'clock, this, you know. But what can I do? I can't make up nothing. Amen. Well, I could, but I won't. Amen. Amen. So the word that I want to share, if you must put a title to it, now is my time. This is for the house. Now is my time. Father, I thank you so much. The warfare to get here, the warfare to just be who you called me to be and to do what you called me to do is worth it to me. I thank you that you trust me with your people. And I choose to honor you in my speaking tonight. Holy Spirit, speak through my mouth. Download in my spirit even what I haven't put on paper. I'm yielded to you. You have the wisdom and the knowledge. Lord Jesus, you made it all possible. Ooh, glory. And God, all the honor goes to you. Every bit. I'm here, your yielded vessel. And I thank you for what you will do in us tonight. I decree and declare. Ooh, hallelujah. As the theme of this church, the logo is, you won't leave like you came. We won't enter into 24 with 23 mess. We won't enter in, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we're making a choice. We're making a decision tonight. To leave that old things in the past. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, I love words. I don't pronounce them well. That was another thing. I said, Lord, I'm going to be in the house, two English teachers, three or four of them running around here, and You know how my English is. I mean, you know it ain't about me. But anyway, I love words, and I like, you know, breaking them down, and I like to know the origin and the meaning of words. So even though I know what now means, I had to go look it up. And so it says, at the present time or moment, immediately, instantly. Now. Somebody say with me, now is my time. That means immediately, now, instantly, this moment right now is your time. Not the future, not when you have time. Come on, somebody. Woo, not when you have the support, not when you have the following, not when you have the money, not when you have everything all lined up. God says, now is your time. Now. Woo. And so you say, now my time for what? Well, let's look at Psalms 145, 11, and 12. And I'm using the Passion Translation tonight. Just made it easier just not to have to have tablets and Bibles. And I'm just going to stick with one tonight. Psalms 145, verse 11 through 12 says, they will tell the world of the lavish splendor of your kingdom and preach about your limitless power. They will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might and reveal the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Come on, somebody. There's our purpose, amen? There's our purpose right there. It is to preach, it's to demonstrate, it's to work miracles to reveal what? The glory of his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was listening to Brother Tim, and I know I'm in the right house, because when the enemy attacked my husband, I immediately started to pray, you know, well, Shekinah Yamande. And, you know, take authority over that thing. But as the days, you know, a couple of days went by, I said, God, what is this? You know, it's got to go, you know. And later on, this spirit came to mind, Leviathan. That's the spirit, for those you don't know. It comes to squeeze the life out of you. And at the time when he'd be coughing or I'm coughing, it was like somebody was strangling us. And we were wrestling, you know, Moshe Amande. Hallelujah. But the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the glory of the Lord. Miracles. Hallelujah. They told him, he said, if you have to come back, we keeping you. So he ain't coming back. He not coming back. Hallelujah. You hear what I say? It's time for the church to do exploits in his name. Come on, those who know. Come on, somebody know that scripture besides me? Come on, those who know what? Their God shall do what? Exploits in his name. Get ready for more. Amen. Get ready for more. Hallelujah. In his name. John 8 and 12, Jesus declares to us that he is the light of the world. He's the light of the world. Matthew 5, 14 through 16, he tells us we are the light. I'm going to read that. I'm up here making up stuff. Mic stand, because me and Mike's in my hand. Hallelujah. Okay, you got it up there. Thank you, brother. I ain't seen you in a while. Praise God. It says, your lives light up the world. Whose life is lighting up the world? Let others see your light from a distance. For how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? Let others, come on somebody, let others see the light that's in you. This building, this house, of worship is a city set upon a hill. It might be back here in the woods and in an obscure place and you can't see it from the main road, but it's here for a purpose. This is a lighthouse to the region. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get happy about that. Hallelujah. It's a lighthouse to the region. Who would light a lamp and then hide it in an obscure place? Instead, it's a place where everyone in the house can benefit from his light. Next verse, brother. So don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others so that the commendable things you do will shine as light upon them. And then they will give their praise to who? Your Father, my Father, my Daddy God, my Abba in heaven. Amen. And so what am I saying? What is the point? It is now time for your light to shine. Amen. I think didn't Nakia sing something about a light? Oh, I just heard it in my spirit. I've been hearing this all day long, though. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. See, we got to get back to our roots sometime. You know, remember what we were built on, the foundation that we were built on. Now we so busy trying to blend in with the world. We can't see. Hallelujah. We can't see each other. We don't see the light because we can't tell the difference. There is a separation. Amen. We're not supposed to look like everybody else. We're supposed to be peculiar. Amen. I'm supposed to be separated. Amen. I do have a different conversation. I do have a different walk because I've been set apart. I've been called. Oh my God. Hallelujah. We ain't trying to twerk and jerk with everybody. I'm not down with everybody. And that's even in those who confess that they are God Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when he tells us that we are light, then we got to let our light shine. We can't diminish it so we fit in with everybody else. We're trying to be so political correct. Now we're being religiously correct. Jesus said, I called you as light. And before that, the scripture says salt. We're salt and light. We are to be preserving the kingdom, not falling in with the world. Amen. I ought to be able to tell something different about you. Hallelujah, just being in your presence, your clothes, because we know clothes don't make you holy. That ain't what I'm talking about. Amen. I had a former pastor. He said, you be wearing all them long dresses with all that sin up under them. See, our clothes ain't making us holy. I'm going to be nice. So we got to let our light shine. So others will see it and give the Father praise. Somebody decree with me now. Now is the time to invade darkness with my light. I brought my flashlight. I wanted to do a little demonstration. Because how many of you know, if you turn off all the lights in here and I held up my little flashlight, every eye would what? Go to the light. So whatever situation you in, whatever circumstances, whatever environment you're in, you still have a light. Come on, don't diminish it on the job. Commotione to try to get a promotion. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop talking about Jesus. I don't care who get embarrassed. I don't care who don't like it. Amen. I'm going to promote him wherever I go. Hallelujah. One thing about it, if you the light, demons begin to manifest, or either they are quiet down. Amen. It happens to me all the time. Either they get quiet because they're scared they're going to be cast out, or they manifest, and then you got to show them who you are. Right. Hallelujah. We're in a time now where it's more than just us. It's more than us four and no more. It's more than just my family. It's more than just my church. Come on, somebody. See, you were saved not just so you could be blessed. Come on, you got your vision has to expand. It's got to get wider and bigger than just, you know, bless my church, bless my pastor, you know, bless my children and my home and all of that. No. See, God put you here as salt and light. In Psalms 2:8, he says, ask of me, and I shall give you the nations as an inheritance. See, we got to get to thinking globally. We got to begin to think regionally, you know. Who my sick he on pata? See, when you praying for your church, pray for the church down the street too. Come on now, you want revival in here, pray that they have revival too. It don't matter whether you connected to them or not. It you know, just pray because they're part of the kingdom. And we're talking about a region, you know, regional takeover. When the disciples or the apostles went to different regions, they took over. See, we done got so quiet, don't nobody even know we saved. They don't even know you saved on your job. They don't know. But see, my Bible tells me the kingdom suffered violence, and then the violence did what? Took it by force. Amen. So they're just not going to give you the region. You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to take it. Hallelujah. How are you going to do that? By witnessing, by letting your light shine, by preaching the word of God, by laying hands on the sick and they recover, by casting out demons. Come on, see, kiombo no mosha, taking care of the widows and the orphans. Amen. Oh, my God. This is the kingdom advancing. Hallelujah. See, it's not about church. It's about kingdom. It's the kingdom of God that we have to be concerned about, that we have to be in alignment with. Do your neighbor know you saved? Is your light shining so that they'll even know it without you speaking a word? Come on, somebody. When I was raising my children, they were teenage girls and the one boy we got. And we had somebody move across the street from us. And she was just wilding out. Men coming in and out, fights in the yard. You know, just craziness. You know. And one day, she came over across the street. And she apologized. She said, I see how you live. You see what I'm saying? I hadn't witnessed to her. Hadn't said a word. She said, but for the way that I've been living in front of your children. See, they'll have to come and apologize. They'll have to start living right. You know. My God, they'll cut the curse words off when you walk in the room. Come on, they'll put the pipe behind their back of the drink. Come on, when you walk in the room, because you got some light. Amen. And when you are light, you establish a standard. Come on, how many standard carriers in here? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ooh, hallelujah. So the light, it's not just for you. Romans 8:18-19. When y'all trust me, when I said I wasn't going to be up here a long time, believe me. I may not be asked to come back. Hallelujah. So the Passion Translation says, I'm convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us. When is it going to be unveiled in us? Somebody say, now. Now. Now is my time. Next verse. Oh, there it is. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. And we got a cloud of witnesses leaning over the balcony of heaven. They waiting. They looking. They're praying and speaking on our behalf. Hallelujah. And they're saying, get it together, church. Get it together. Come on. So you can come on home. Get it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The universe is waiting on us. Waiting on us. Somebody say, now is the time. Time to shake off the trauma. Time to shake off the disappointments. Time to shake off the frustration. Shake off the frustrations. Oh, hallelujah. Shake off the betrayals. Hallelujah. Shake off your doubts. Shake off your fears. Hallelujah. Shake complacency out of your life. Hallelujah. That stagnation where you just stuck. You're not moving forward. You're not moving backwards. You're not moving sideways. You just stuck. My God. Hallelujah. Somebody is waiting on you to manifest. Somebody is waiting on you. Now, this is to manifest. This little notebook, I'm going to hold it up. One of my little spiritual daughters made this for me. And on the bottom of this page, this is the first time I've used it. This scripture, Joshua 1:9. I looked at it. I said, how appropriate. The Lord says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Now is my time to start the ministry. Now is my time to start the business. My God. Now is my time. Hallelujah. What is your time for? What have you put on hold that God has asked you to do? Come on, somebody. You know, we give God a lot of excuses. I told God, you know, I don't talk right. Know that all my life. I think I got, you know, I ain't going to confess that, but there's some hearing things. I don't hear everything all the time. You know what God called me? Moses. I cried like a baby right there in church. She was there. I don't even know what pastor was up preaching. This was a conversation between me and God. Wasn't no altar call or no line up or nothing. I fell up on the altar and wept like a baby. It broke my heart because I had disappointed him. Oh, my God. I don't do that no more. I said yes. I said yes. So what is it that God has been prompting you to do? What is it that God has given you to do? And you put it on the back burner because you said, I don't have time right now. I don't know enough right now. I don't have the right connections. I don't have the money. And let me get this other one. And pastor and them, they don't, you know, recognize me. I used to sit on that side, y'all, so I know. I know, you know. And you waiting on somebody to validate you. You waiting on a man to lay hands on you. When the Almighty has called you to do a work. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your assignment is to win souls for the kingdom. Your assignment is to advance the kingdom. Your assignment is to alleviate the suffering of others. Come on, somebody. In whichever way you can, you don't have to do it in the four walls of this building. My God. See, when COVID happened, it should have been a wake-up call, you know. And we are being driven out of the church, but we weren't supposed to go home and sit on the couch. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We were to do the work of the kingdom. Well, everywhere I read in my Bible, when they got saved, they begin to witness, they begin to, you know, go out and tell somebody. And we think we got to have all our T's crossed and our I's dotted. The woman at the well, she just went and said, look, I met a man who knew all about me. Whole town got saved. But some of us been told, don't tell all your business up there in the church. Somebody waiting on your testimony. Somebody needs your testimony to say, hey, I've been there and God brought me through. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be able to say, y'all got babies in here, so I gotta wash my mouth. Somebody used to be able to say, I used to pimp. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to say, I was a gang banger. Hallelujah. I slung drugs. Somebody need to say, ooh, come by shikuoboshama. Somebody can say I was a whoremonger. Come on. Somebody can say I was a liar, I was a thief, but he delivered me from it all. Come on, somebody. Somebody call Boshikiata. Somebody ought to be able to say it, hallelujah, out loud and in front of people. Anybody remember Evie Hill? Used to love watching Devie Hill. I don't care what you were in, what you did, he had somebody to minister to you right at that altar. Prostitutes come up. Here, I got a former prostitute. You come up. Take care of her. Former pimps, whatever the situation, you know. But we dim our light. We don't let people know. This is what he's delivered me from. This is what he healed me from. Hallelujah. People are waiting. People are waiting. Because nobody will tell them that God can deliver you from oppression and depression. He can deliver you from that suicidal spirit. Amen. He can deliver. We got young children cutting their cells because they don't have anybody to talk to. And nobody can tell them. Come on, somebody. Right in our community. Whoo, hallelujah. Because nobody want to tell them what God brought them out of. What God delivered. Oh, my God. Nobody want to say that there's power in the blood. We don't sing the songs about the blood like we used to. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. So as I say, somebody is waiting on you. Someone is waiting on your testimony. And God and the earth are waiting on you to manifest. We say we are the sons of God. Where are we manifesting at? Huh? Where are we manifesting at? In the four walls? Now, I said to myself before I got here, you know you can be kind of off sometime. So if I say something wrong, I know Bishop will sit me down. And guess what? I will humble myself and sit over there and learn something. I'll just be in trouble. I'll get through it. Sometime I tell God, I'm the worst child you got. Amen. Come on now. The earth is groaning. We see the fires. We see the floods. We see the earthquakes, the plagues, the diseases. Come on, somebody, the wars and the rumors of war. If not now, when? When you gonna manifest? When it's all over, the trumpet sounding, and we going on up? Y'all know I don't plan on dying. I'm going to be here to be raptured. I just want to experience that, you know. That's my thing, you know. When are we going to put God on display and show his powers to save, to heal, and deliver? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What does it take to move us? What do we have to lose? Or what do we have to gain before we come into obedience? Some of you are sitting out there on gifts that others have need of. And you look at what you have and you look at what somebody else have and you decide it's not significant. It's not much compared to what he gave Bishop. And so you sit on your gift. And so you're like the servant that took the talents, you know, that the master gave him and told him to increase them. And he took them and he looked at what he gave everybody else and said, I'm a bird. This ain't much. And what can I do with this? You know, what does it take for us to move out into obedience? What does it take? We look at ourselves and we say, oh, well, I done got to a certain age. That's not an excuse. Amen. I tell people all the time, you know, God don't, you know, retire people. He doesn't retire. And I looked in my Bible, and from my understanding, I looked in everybody, when their purpose was fulfilled, he called them on home. Come on up on this mountain, Moses. If you ain't ready to go home, then you still have purpose. If he hasn't called you, you still have purpose. I don't care if you're 80, 90, whatever. You be a praying granddaddy, a praying grandma. You might knock a dude and go and rip and run, but you can pray for them that can. Amen? Come on. Everybody still has, you have a purpose. As long as there's breath in your body, and you got activity in your brain, you got a purpose. Hallelujah. I'm trying to see how far I can go. I'm staying within my boundaries here. Isaiah 43:18-19. Because sometimes we let our past failures and our past traumas paralyze us. We get stuck. We can't move past the hurts and the betrayals and the pains. Ooh, church hurt, a big thing now. You hear it all the time. I wish somebody get up and let's talk about pastor hurt. Would you give us a message on that, Bishop? We'll talk about, I was hurt in the church. Well, my first question is, who was you following? Them or Jesus? I don't know. You know, you. Come on. Y'all have to remember sometimes, I'm that apostolic side of me will say, you know, suck it up and keep moving. I realize you hurt, but suck it up and let's keep going. You know, you'll be all right. You'll be okay. I'm waiting on my scripture, brother. Now, he done got me spoiled up here to looking up. And now ain't nothing up there. Isaiah 43:18-19. Sis getting in. I'm just joshing with y'all. Remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. God say, forget all of that. This is your now season. Now is your day of salvation. Now is your day of healing. Now is your day. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Deliverance now. He say, forget all of that. He say, because behold, I'm doing a new thing. Oh my God. How many know we don't want to be dragging behind in 23 when God over in 24 doing a new thing? Come on, we even got to let go some old words, some old visions and things that God gave us. Hallelujah. Because the season for them has expired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, don't remember them things. I'm doing a new thing and it's getting ready to what? Spring forth. When? Now. It's getting ready to happen to you now. Come on. If you stretch your faith, get your faith out there. And it's a now. Hallelujah. It's a now. Ooh, hallelujah. He says, shall you not know it? See, that means we got to be discerning. We got to be discerning of the times. We got to be discerning of how God is moving, how God is speaking, and how he is speaking. The time. Because if we stuck in that old, we don't get the new. And when he say move to the next place, you still stuck over there. Why? Because you don't know it. You still stuck. We still out here saying God is a river in front of us. When we know he can part red seas. So that ain't no excuse. God, I can't go out here in the wilderness because, you know, we saw David. He killed a bear and a lion out there. We don't have no excuses. We don't have one. He says, I will make a way in the wilderness and what? Rivers in the desert. You don't have no excuse. I don't have an excuse. We got to do and move like God says. He says he's doing some brand new stuff. Things that you have never heard. Oh, hallelujah. He says sprouting up now and it's growing and it matures. He's doing a new thing in you. Come on, somebody. You just raise your hands and begin to receive and begin to thank him for the new. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet. I'm about through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. We're going to repent first. Hallelujah. We're going to ask God to forgive us, hallelujah, for not moving in the now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Father. Hallelujah. When you said go and we didn't. When you said stay and we moved. Hallelujah. When we let our doubts and our fears override your voice. Hallelujah. When we operated out of disobedience. Hallelujah. We say forgive us, God. We ask you to forgive us of all the stuff that we did and didn't do that didn't please you in 23, God. And we're saying make another anew. Make another anew. Hallelujah. I want a fresh start. Hallelujah. As I enter into this new season, I want a fresh start. Hallelujah. God told me as I was praying about this, God says that I want them to shift. Hallelujah. That he's placed you here to shift the region. Come on, somebody at Obosha. Come on, get your faith level up there. Hallelujah. That you can take the city. Hallelujah. You can take the region. Hallelujah. This house. Hallelujah. This house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wipe our memory clear of the former things and the things of the past, Father. Do in us the new thing. Let it sprout up in us. Let it mature, hallelujah, God, that I can be your voice in the earth, that I can be your hands and your feet, oh God, that I can be the salt and the light, God, hallelujah. Thank you for giving me time to get it right, God, but I realize time doesn't wait on no man, God. So Lord, I'm asking you to catch me up. Accelerate what you want to do in me. Hallelujah. Where I've lagged behind, where I've been stuck and stagnant, God. Come, hallelujah. Renew in me now your spirit, God. And I promise to obey. Hallelujah. Do you receive it? Do you receive it? As he's speaking to you right now, as he's showing you, hallelujah, the path to take for this year. And I hear that there's restoration to some. There were some things you lost in this past season, but he's bringing restoration. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. Even some relationships that had to end because they're not needed in this new season. But God says he's going to give you the relationships that you need. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my sia, my nande. Begin to thank him. Just as you take in your seats, just go on and thank him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for new visions. Thank you for new dreams, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody declare, now is my season. Come on, declare. You know, when you decree and declare a thing, you do it with authority. Come on now. You do it with authority. You've been authorized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're authorized. Hallelujah. To start that business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some old things that are coming. I know we use the scripture, some old things, the former things are passing away. But there's still a demand on some things in your life. And Pastor Cora, as I was praying about this assignment, God told me to tell you the season for that book has come back. And he said to tell you it's your legacy. And I saw the book. I gave it a title, The Pearls of Cora's Wisdom. God said to tell you, you already wrote the book. You just got to go through them journals and pull it out. It's already done. Now, Bishop, I love you. And I almost missed it. But I love you. Before the attack on your life, before the enemy threw that bomb, so I was praying, God began to show me you. I shared it with Pastor Cora. And I said, I just see Bishop running, just taking off. You remember me sharing that with you? That was before the attack. So when the attack came, it almost wanted to shake me off my faith. But I thank God he had given me that before the attack because I could stand. Because there's no way, God, you didn't show me him running up into heaven. You showed me him taking off. And if anybody old enough to remember Flash Gordon, that's how I was seeing it. You know, you would see each motion, you know, and that's how I saw you. And there's going to be many that are going to come to sit at your feet. They're going to ask you how to build, not just buildings, but lives. The wisdom that you possess. It's for me. I'm going to get in line first. If I got to bring it, I'm going to get first in line, okay? But no, the wisdom that you have possessed through experience with God. And even from the laying on the hands of those who mentored and discipled and taught you. I kind of hear it like Timothy, you know, Paul speaking to Timothy and saying, you know, remember when we laid hands on you. And so all of that anointing has come down and is flowing through you. And I don't know about nobody else, but I'm gonna be up under that. when it drops down, I want it to fall over me. Amen. I love you both. I love you both. If y'all don't know what kind of pastors y'all got, I could tell you. Hallelujah. They are awesome. They are who they say they are. And they have snatched my behind out the fire many times. Can I say that up in here, Bishop? Oh, okay. I have a word for Michelle. She not here. You give it to her. I see a business, another business in her. It's not AJ's business. It's Michelle's business. And I don't know, because I don't get it all in full, if it's something that she has been thinking on, something she may have pushed back, or it's going to be something entirely new. But that's where every time the word business came, Michelle, I need you to come stand up here. You come here too. You too. Spirit, locking shields in prayer over Bishop, standing a Aaron and a her, covering him. Shielding him in the spirit. And because of that, what's on his life? Coming on your life. Just receive it. What's on his life? Because you were faithful. And because you stood. I saw you clearly in the spirit, locking shields, covering the man of God.